Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I mean, I guess I can say what Joe said. Dana Espada came out and said, we're looking at maybe something that happened on the plane. Maybe something that happened.
Maybe.
Did you say Dana Espada?
Yeah, that's what they are to me. I think they combined to be the manager.
Hold on, so
now Dana Brown's the general manager,
but right?
He's also half manager.
He speaks for him.
He's the manna, and then Espada's
he's the manna,
the jur.
Isn't that the bread more, the Lord sent down?
He gets a few more letters in the word. He's the manna, But no, the probable starters for this series is they get a much-needed day off. They are that is going to help them with that, is they have multiple days off coming up. They get off Friday as well. But J.P. France is going to be moved up and pitch tomorrow against the Cubs, and then that is when Spencer Arrighetti will get his start Wednesday, and then Verlander will pitch Thursday in Chicago. So that's the next three starters here coming up for the Astros as Christian Javier goes to the IL. All right, Clint, I listened in the loop, and Lopez, he's been on vacation. Costa Rica, I think he said.
Had him a good one, didn't he?
Looks like he kicked it, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Whew, that sounds like a good time right there, boy. Costa Rica, never been, but sounds like a good
time. I love
time.
Pitching a tent. I'm serious. It's fun.
I know you do. But he came back firing. This was John Lopez as the Astros now are 7-16, struggling here, losing two or three to the Nationals. This is John Lopez earlier in the loop. This is his declaration of the Astros today.
And we're 14% through the season right now.
They're done.
What?
No, the Astros are done.
Come on, man. It's early, man.
It's early. You're crazy. The lead in the division is 500 right now. It's not a good division. The Rangers are 500.
I believe they're 12-11.
Okay, they're one game above 500.
Yeah. No, the Astros are done.
Can we at least get the Memorial Day?
Astros are done. Let me explain it. Here's the thing that I alluded to it like week before last, and I think it's stronger now than ever. Jose Altuve, Jeremy Peña, Kyle Tucker, and Yordan Alvarez are having fantastic starts. Altuve, better than last year. Peña, definitely better than last year. Tucker and Alvarez were tearing the cover off the ball last year.
So they're done.
And they're having the exact same start. So four of your best players are actually playing really, really well.
You're getting pitchers back, though, now. Which
okay.
is done. We're 14% through the season, sir.
Well, if your standard is contending for a wild card at the end of
the season. No. That's not happening. They have to win the division because the wild card is going to come from somewhere else.
Then they're done.
There ain't no wild card. It's win the division.
Then they're done.
And he said it like 7-8 times.
At least.
Where are you? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Have you come to that place? Have you come to the place of where the OG John Lopez is, where you think the Astros are are done. Have you reached? Have you reached there? That point yet?
No, I have not reached that point yet. However, if you put me in a spot where I had to pick one way or the other, they come back and they win the division and they make a run, or are they done? I would bet that they are done. I would put my hard-earned money right now on them being done. Well before I'd put my money on them making a run and getting back to the top of the division and
whether
handling
you,
business.
Whether you agree with them or not, I don't think it's crazy. Like, I think that's the kind of the point you just made there. I don't think it's crazy to get there. I can't get there just yet.
Yeah.
All right, I told you the one bullet left for me, like someone said, they ain't winning the division. I wouldn't say they ain't doing nothing yet. The one bullet left seemed to really help. Now, the next 2 days kind of struggled, and maybe you can put some blame towards, hey, your starting pitcher came out of nowhere with a neck injury that kind of pushed everything back. But Verlander, to me, was the last bullet, and he's already spoke to the team. It seemed like the team was kind of rallied. Then they do lose two after he plays. But then he comes in and he gives you everything that you needed the first night. So I told you I wanted to wait to see where they were a couple of weeks when they get Verlander back. But I don't think it's – like, I don't think it's crazy. Like, people texting in, I think Lopez still has too much alcohol in his system. I don't think it's a – and it's an insane thing. I mean, they're doing, as we said – we said last week, Clint, they continue to do things that bad baseball teams do, right? And it's a nice sample size. They had a catcher's interference in the eighth inning that helped kick off that inning that Ryan Presley blew. That's what bad teams do. Errors late, just messing up stuff. So I don't think it's crazy. I can't get there completely yet. But I don't think he's nuts by it.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's nuts. I think it is when we start talking about nuts, like the it's early, everybody relax, everything's gonna be. That is more that is closer to nuts than this group has done. I just you mentioned the Justin Verlander deal, and we talked at length about it last week, about Verlander coming back and Verlander being the alpha and Verlander, and I'll be damned if we weren't spot on. Clearly, Dubon said Verlander came out and said, hey, get your head out of your ass. It's time to rock and roll.
He came to the club with a speech.
That's it. But the fact that he has to do that or he had to do that tells me all I need to know. There is a serious void of leadership at the top of this organization. And I'm talking about the team. I'm not talking about Crane. I'm talking about the team. The fact that Dana Brown has to speak on the Abreu situation, there is a lack of leadership in this organization. I don't know that there's enough alphas in the room to change the course this year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.